Okay, so we're holding by Maimer Beis, Os Beis in Torah. Vine Omr Chazal, Liolam Yaasok Adam B'Torah Shelo Lishma, Shemitoch Shelo Lishma Ba Lishma. The famous, one of the most famous Gemaras in Psachim, that a person should always, Chazal say, learn, delve into Torah Shelo Lishma, and through learning Shelo Lishma, they will come to learning Torah Lishma. Hello, be'einenu roim harbe anoshim shekol yemeim oskim b'torah shelo lishma ulechlal lishma lo ba'u. He says, poshat akasha, there are tons of people that we've seen in our lives that are learning Torah shelo lishma, and they've never reached the level of lishma. They've always been stuck in the shelo lishma. V'od kasha pishitos. Al pi hashitos shiyilmo shelimud lizgabed v'chedoy muavero. Furthermore, there are those shitas that hold, like the Rambam, the Perush Mishnayos Kosher, shebishvil sheyichavdu bnei adam neguna v'chamur meod. That if you're learning in order that people should honor you, it is similar in similar things like that. It is an avera, like the Rambam says in the Perush Mishnayos, that it's a disgusting and very severe thing. If somebody learns in order to be honored, similar with other mitzvahs, says the Rambam. It's aser. Umivazeh Torah is disgracing the Torah. Vinikra mishtamish betago cholof, like the Gemara, the mission always that if he uses the Torah for his personal reasons, then he will die. Chay miso.
Is that against
Tosos? Imkain, no. Says in the Sefer Shalom, so if you're going to tell me that learning for purposes of Kavod, learning that people are going to stand up for you when you walk in the room, the learning for, you know, personal honor, is meguna umivazas atayra, and it's called an aveira, it's aser. How is it possible to then say at the same degree, on the same level, a person is going to say mitach shalolishma balishma? How can one even imagine that you say mitach shalolishma balishma of learning Torah for chavod? How is it should be a very gross aveira. The aveira of learning Torah for purposes of kavod should lead to another aveira. Not that it should be, you know, ultimately a way to develop limud lishma. V'hinei, b'yisoid ha'avoida, meduyik miloshon ha'rambam, medayik miloshon ha'rambam, the yisoid ha'avoida was the, was one of the Slonim Rebbes, I forget which one, right? So the yisoid ha'avoida is medayik in the Loshon Rambam shemevius maimer chazal leolim yasek odem b'toyer afilu sheloi lishma shemitach sheloi lishma balishma mefar shema nikro sheloi lishma. What does it mean sheloi lishma? Hainu kedei lekabel schar ukedei sheloi yagia lo puranus. That you should learn in order that you should get reward, or you should learn in order that you should not have any puranus, any bad things, bad interactions come to you. And the Rambam doesn't write that the loy lishma that we're talking about is that you're learning for kavod, you're learning for honor, or that you should become called, you should be called Rebbe. Mashmo dachin shita sa Rambam shilim b'shvil shiyichabdu b'nei adam osu l'gabrei. So you say that it's medayik, since the Rambam defines shaloy lishma as learning as a means of parnasa, or learning as a way to prevent bad things occurring, to ward off the evil demons in life, right? So the way the Rambam is defining loy lishma is clear that he leaves it out learning for purposes of honor. And that's why does the Rambam leave it out? Because the Rambam is telling you that learning for honor is awesome. And that's the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah. Omer Chacham Kol Hanena Midibrei Torah Noitel Chayov Min HaOlam. Anyone who benefits from learning Torah, his life is taken away from him. Vayitzivui V'Amru Al Tasim, don't make the Torah a Torah lizgadol behen v'loy kardum lachperbo. Don't let the Torah be a crown to become great through them. Don't let the Torah be that means that a person becomes great, I gets honor from. But the kardum, and don't let it be the shovel or the hoe that you use to dig. In other words, it's a means of parnosa. See what that means. Near mitvarav, shu iser gom, or litzadim mitvarav, what means that? The mikri nevim, the mitvarav. So he says, mashma from the Rambam, that if a person is using Torah as a means, is least asik b'divrei Torah, in a way that is nani b'divrei Torah, i.e. he's getting covered from the Torah, zukt there, it's osur. It's very distant from what Hashem desires. This is all coming from the Yisoid Avoid. The Yisoid Avoid further elaborates. Ki Rabbeinu Cholek Bazeh, the Rebbe of the Rambam, is arguing other Rashi the Tesis. He's arguing Rashi the Tesis. Say from Ki Gambe Ki Hagav Neshalom Bishvil Sheichaldu Bnei Adam Amar Chazash Mitosh Shalishma Vishma. Says the Yisoid Avoid the Dos is given a Machleik of Rashi the Rishayim. This is the Machlekes Rishayim. According to Rashi and Tosis, included in the idea of learning Torah Shaloi Lishma, Shemitah Shaloi Lishma Balishma, is also learning for purposes of Kavod. And that is fundamentally what the Rambam is arguing upon. That's what the Rambam is arguing upon. V'rak alimu l'kanter amu chazal d'noich l'shaloi nivra. And Rashi and Tosis are clear that what's the learning that's mevaze Torah? What aspect of learning is learning that it's horrible? Noyachlish loynivra, it's better that you never create it. That's if someone's learning a cantor to uproot, to argue with the Torah. Right? They're learning Torah for the purposes of disregarding the Torah. Like all of the Christians in the early 1300s that were learning tons and tons of Torah just in order to prove. To disprove Torah, prove the fallacies of Torah, right? We have the famous debate between the Ramban and Nicholas Donin, which was debating the validity of Torah, right? And the Christian knew a lot. He happened to be a Jewish apostate. He went off the derech, so that's one way he knew a lot of Torah. But he continued to learn a lot of Torah for the simple purpose, exclusively, lekater, to show the lack of validity to show the fallacies of Torah. That is what Rashi and Tosis learn. That's also. But the Rambam expands this Isser to include and even learning for Kavod is also. Achim, Ayesod Avoda ben Maskanosoi, in his conclusion, Anayalon Einon, he enlightens our eyes, Shemakarav is Ashitis. But he brings the two opinions together. Mary Diki Yisai. Dihine, Isa. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba Betrunya in Beriyo Yisav. That Hashem doesn't come to trick Klali, his creations. He's not coming to bother or terrorize creations. Ulefizeh, sorech lefarei shodi alfinim b'sifrei mima shetzibu HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'avos Hashem lekecho she'oser lilmoi teira ki'im lishma v'lo k'dei she'achdu b'nei Adam. Says if that's the case, says the Yisoid HaAvoda, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not coming, he doesn't create the world, he doesn't create people to trap them and mess them up. So it doesn't make sense that Hashem's going to tell us, you have a mitzvah to learn Torah. Here's the Torah, learn it. But make sure you only learn in the Shema, which is very hard, and very difficult. And if you learn it Shelo Lishma, guess what? It's going to become a major problem. It's a bizoyin HaTorah. Better that you didn't do anything than do that. So that doesn't make sense. Why? Because that means Hashem's setting up the trap. He's setting up, you know, the way for a person's downfall. Lefizet Zarech HaFarish. What does the Gemara mean? What does the Sifri mean? That a Kodesh Baruch Hu was mitzavik Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Avos Hashem Lokecha, and because of that, it's also limitary if it's Shaloi Lishma. Behind דווקא מי שאינו מצטער על דבר זה, מה שרואה לבובו הקושה, שמניח כובד עובש בשמיים ומחב לכובד עצמיים. So he says, what's the pshat? The Sifri is saying, it's not that you can't learn Torah Lishma Lishma. It's that if I'm not upset, if it doesn't bother me that I'm learning Torah Lishma Lishma, I love Hashem so much, I recognize right now where I am, Basher Husham, he's learning Torah for purposes of Kavod. He's learning Torah for his own Kavod Lach Prabhu. He's learning Torah for his own personal path, his own personal mission in life, desires. He's not doing it Lishma. He's not doing Lishma. So if you really internalize the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, if you really internalize the mitzvah that Hashem loves you, and we have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so that should bother you. That should bother you. I have this ultimate matonim from Hashem that develops that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm not using it for its purpose. I'm not using it to develop that relationship. So that's a problem. Am I holding by the level that I'm tackling learning Lishma? No. But I recognize that I have this gift that I was given and I'm not doing it for the right reason. And that bothers me. Mirat Hashem, one day I'll get to the level I wish to will, to want, to desire, to aspire, to get to the level that I'm learning Lishma. Aval ha'odam ha'mitztar al zeh u'mechapes etzlis ne'emonas. He's looking for different ways, tricks, the ma'isov, he's trying to figure out mechanisms, trying to figure out means that he's going to get to Lishma. So then, you'll be Mekayim mitzvah of Avas Hashem.
How does he get that from the...
The Ikra mitzvah, because the main mitzvah, Ushi, who? Ahi, Hayigiyo v'hayishtadlonus lahasig midas ahavo. The Avas Hashem, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, is to get to Avas Hashem. To do everything you can to get there. So the Sifri says, because we have a mitzvah of Avas Hashem, so you have to learn Torah Lishma. Azoy Shteit and Sifri. The Sifri says, because we have a mitzvah of Avas Hashem, we have to learn Torah Lishma. And not to do it for your own personal benefits. So they said, it's a Pella, right? It's a Pella. It's a tremendously high level to the Torah Lishma. So according to the Sifri, I guess none of us should learn anymore. Right? Take off our yarmulkes, we could go out to have a nice basketball game right now. Zuk in the Sifri Shalom. Torah Lishma is a way to get to Avas Hashem. It's a mechanism, it's a means to get to Avas Hashem. So when the Sifri is saying, because we have a mitzvah of Avas Hashem, so therefore you have to learn Torah Lishma, it doesn't mean you have to learn Torah Lishma. It means you have to do everything in your power to develop that Avas Hashem. And the ultimate way to develop that Avas Hashem, the ultimate way to develop that relationship with Hashem, is through Talmud Torah Lishma. So if I'm not holding by that yet, but I'm trying to get there, so the Fima Dregasi, based on my level now, I'm doing my best to be Mekayim Avas Hashem. Avad and Avad, I hope that I can ultimately develop that level, that I can learn Torah Lishma and have the ultimate Avas Hashem and develop the ultimate relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But Lefachod, minimalistically, at least I should try the best I can based on where I am now.
Avas Hashem through learning is only reached if you learn at the level of the Lishma.
The ultimate Avas Hashem. Since we have a mitzvah of Avas Hashem, therefore the Sifri says, learn Torah Lishma. Which is beautiful. Everything we said until now. Learning Torah Lishma is the ultimate way to develop that Avas Hashem. It's the ultimate way to get to Avas Hashem. So the Sifri is telling you, since there's a mitzvah of Avas Hashem, so, you know, two ways, you know, somebody wants to be able to lift 100 pounds, okay? And they know there's two ways they can develop, they can strengthen their muscles to lift 100 pounds. They can either do the most efficient way, right, have a weightlifting coach that teaches them how to lift weights appropriately and correctly. And that's the quickest and easiest way that they will then develop their muscles that they now are able to lift 100 pounds. Alternatively, there's a much longer and difficult, and more difficult process to getting to lifting that same 100 pounds. But it's a lot harder, and that's through doing calisthenics. That's through doing push-ups and sit-ups and pull-ups and never picking up a barbell in your life or a dumbbell in your life. You're going to get to the same end goal. The same goal of that 100 pounds. One way is doing it quick and easy, and one way is going much harder and roundabout. Talmud Torah Lishma is the quickest and easiest way to develop that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. But you have to be whole. You have to be ready to get there. You have to have the money to buy the coach that's going to teach you how to lift weights, you know, to buy the dumbbells and buy the barbells. If you're not there yet, so you have to do things, tricks to get you to Avos Hashem without going through, you know, taking the straightest path. So we are holding on a level where we're not ready. We don't know how to learn Torah Lishma. Oh, so if we're not ready, how are we going to do it? The Torah says we have to do things to get ready. We have to do things to direct us towards that Avos Hashem, and eventually we'll get the means to open up the door and learn Torah Lishma also, which will develop the ultimate, most efficient, and best, and highest level of relationship we can have with the Kodesh Baruch. But if we're not holding by that yet, it's not something we say, you know, I don't have the money to buy a membership to the gym, so therefore I'm not going to work out at all, and say, forget about my dream of being able to pick up 100 pounds. I'll do it without the gym. I'll do everything else I can along the way until then. And eventually, when I have enough money, I have a means, I'll be able to go to the gym also. So we're not inside yet. We haven't entered the door yet. We're still holding outside the gym, right? We don't have the money to pay our entrance way yet. But lefachot, where we are now, at least we should try our best.
Isn't that still against the Rambam?
Well, 1 second. He's going to get back to the Rambam. V'kevich kolech mitzvah chayv l'mateicho. And since every single person has an obligation to learn Torah, from Moshe Kosev Hillel with the Leyolef Katola Chayiv, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, somebody does not learn is Chay Misa. Al Karkoch Amarov Al Yoylem Yasek Adam Torah Shelo Lishma Haynu Sheyil Mot Shelo Lishma Beofikazeh. Learn Torah Shelo Lishma in this way. What does that mean? Shelimuda Shelo Lishma Hu Miteich Oynes. It's not that I'm going to learn Torah Shelo Lishma because that's what I want to do. I'm learning Torah Shelo Lishma because I have no other way to learn right now. I'm completely in duress. I'm forced to learn Torah Shelo Lishma right now. Because I don't have the capabilities to overcome my Yitzhar right now to learn Torah Lishma. Ach be'etzem kavanosu v'limad zeh shemitoich limudo. But my intention is that through my learning Shelo Lishma, I will eventually achieve at the level that I'm learning Torah Lishma as well. That is the individual specifically that is commanded to learn Torah Shelo Lishma. Ve'ein olav din ha'mishtamish b'keset Torah. And that person is not called using Torah for external and ulterior motives.
Oh, that's the Rambam was talking about.
Oh, about Aish Eino Mitztayer Alzeh. But somebody who's not upset about learning Shelo Lishma, he's not trying to get to Lishma. Shateira Shelo Yishvil Kovet Atzma, he's learning completely. His end goal is to be the person that everyone stands up for when he walks in the room. His end goal is to be the rub of the shul because they pay him a lot of money. So it's completely Shelo Lishma, and he's not trying, he's not working at developing the Lishma. Who may I aim him Shalom Alei Nafshi? That's what the people celebrate, you know, Shalom Alei Nafshi means like, better for me not to be part of them. His mitzvah itself is an aveira. His mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it in and of itself is Mevaza Satera. That is what the Rambam is saying also. It's based on this. It's beautiful. Now we've hard the gap. We made the gap much less between Rashi and Taisis.
Because they're talking about different people.
Rambam is saying it's usher to learn Torah shelo lishma for kavod atzma. What does that mean? So Yevayit Avayit is saying that means it's usher to learn Torah when the end goal is kavod atzma. Rashi and Taisis say, no, you're allowed to learn for kavod of atzmacha, for your own kavod. That's not usher. What's usher? It's usher when the end goal is the kanter. In other words, the Rambam is the Rashi and Taisis are saying if somebody is learning for their own kavod, but the goal is eventually for Torah Lishma, that's fine. That's not only fine, that's never preferable, that's that. Great. That's one that's right. Rambam will be my mother to that.
Even if the end goal is kavod, Rashi.
No. Chaz v'shalom. Right. The end. The only machlokas is when if the end goal is only covered and it's not lekanter. So what will Rashi and Taisa say over there? But if the end goal, is lishma. Right now I'm learning for purposes of covered. Right now I'm learning for other you know, for my own money. I'm doing it now for other, you know, external motivating factors. But at the end of the day, I'm desirous, I'm upset that I'm not learning the Shema. So both the Rambam and the Rashi will be moved that that's 100% fine.
The Rav Kamina is if the end goal is the kavod.
So the only thing that you can discuss is when the end goal is covered. When the end goal is only exclusively covered. So the Rambam says, Klar, if the end goal is covered, then it's Aser. Rashi and Taisa say no. They don't talk about that. Rashi and Taisa say the only time that it's Aser is if the end goal is to uproot the Torah. But if the end goal is covered, so Rashi and Taisa don't discuss that. So then you can even Falpil figure out what are they talking, you know, how do Rashi and Taisa hold in such
right,
a case.
So according to both of you, do covered in order to do the Shema, that's fine.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's what Rashi and Taisa hold, if it's only covered at the end of the day.
Right.
We don't know what they say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is someone learning because they want to become a rabbi?
No. If they learn again,
is there learning for cover?
It could be cover, could be parnasa, it could be for a million reasons. It could be for gaiva. They want to be a leader of some people. If they're learning, they really wish the will to desire. I want to be I want to learn to develop my relationship with those baruch Hu. But you know, if that's my only motivation, I'm not going to get out of my bed in the morning. So, that's what I wish I would be doing, but I'm not doing that now. So, at least I'm going to learn in order that they can be Rama Rav. So, that would mean Tok Shalol Lishma Val Lishma. But if I'm learning exclusively, I don't care about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, I don't care. It could be, if I could get the same job learning physics, I'll learn physics. Why am I learning Torah? Because Torah is the Heichatim so that I can become a Rav and I have my Bekovadika position. That's Lolishma, that's not Bolishma. That's what the Rambam is saying is also.
Is learning to do it considered learning the Shema?
Oh, that's a wonderful, amazing question. Hopefully we will get there. Hopefully we will get there. Like the Nefesh HaChaim is very clear that that is called the Shema. It might have to be, I mean, it probably has to be. This, by the way, this whole shtickle Torah, they say that way, is 100% agreed upon by the Nefesh HaChaim Shadal. He says, came out the exact same Yisoid. That Mitoch Shelo Lishma Be Lishma is only in a circumstance. That means when your goal is Lishma, and right now I'm learning Shelo Lishma. They're all coming from the same place. Right now I'm learning Shelo Lishma.
Oh, man.
So he says like this, V'kos of Oit Shom, let's just finish this paragraph. V'zeh l'shoinu. Af al pi she af al pi she biur that we've explained ki aloma b'shvil sheichabdu b'nei adam b'ritzono u'v'shot nafsho, that if somebody is learning for the purpose that other people will honor him, that's his desire, that's the end of his the ultimate goal. Harizeh b'chlal lo yizocha, he's never going to get to the limit of lishma. Shomer Chazal, Alav, Kienasa, Teirosa, Samamoves, that's what Chazal and Moksakstainis say, your Torah becomes poisonous, kills you. Afapichin, in Adam Zeh, now here comes the Yisai David, he says, nonetheless, if this person, If he comes and asks us an advice, what should I do? How should I spend my life? What should I do? Should I learn or should I not learn? Right? Okay, this person has no... He's, you know, one of those people in the early 1930s living in America that would learn the Daf Yomi on Shabbos and then drive to work. His Daf Yomi is not connecting him to Hashem in any way. It's just interesting. Fascinating, right? It's the Koreans that decided that the best way that they should become wise people is through learning Gemara. Talmud. Right? They're not Jewish. But they're learning Talmud because if it makes Jewish people smart, it must make us smart too. So these people, the guy comes and asks, and he's a Jewish person, that's Ledugma, who has the same motivation. And he comes and he asks the Rav. He says, Rabbeinu, what should I do? Should I learn or should I not? So he just told me learning is a sama lovitz. It's poison. This type of learning is poison, so maybe I should stop. So if he comes to ask the question, tell him, go learn. Why? Because maybe the energy and the force of Torah and the light of Torah will help a person do tshuva. The guy is doing a bad thing right now. But, you know, he's doing a bad thing. He's learning Torah for the wrong reasons, but guess what? Sometimes when you learn Torah for the wrong reasons, it can help you. You still can create the spiritual energy in the world that will help the person to be chayz b'tshuva. V'chein eis v'oid svarim akadeshim ki ashita. Find another svarim akadeshim in a similar approach. Sha'ikar toli b'tachlisoi matarosa b'limudzeh. That the main, the foundation, the fundamental idea is what is the end goal? That if a person is learning shelo lishma, in order that through that he will ultimately come to learn Torah with Shema, harizeh bichlal my merova of mitoy shelo lishma, mitoy shelo lishma, bal lishma, mizeh yavol lishma, will come to the ultimate learning with Shema. Aval im tachliso, bichdei shiachabdu b'nei yodem harizeh osun b'vazat teiro, if he's learning solely for the purposes of his own honor, that other people should honor him, then that is mevaza teiro. Umiduyek adover b'loshon Rambam v'peirsh mishnais and iskush v'chol pam chizer b'loshon. Every single time the Rambam completely, he goes over the word shetolui betachliso. It depends upon what your goal is. Imatachlis shalof. Your ultimate purpose is hakovet shechabdu b'nei adam. Harizem agune. If the ultimate goal is honor, that other people honor you, then it's disgusting. V'achar kach koisev v'loisiyah etzloi atachlis. The ultimate goal should be that you should know Hashem, have a relationship with Hashem, have a connection with Hashem. The ain't tachlis a MS, and the ultimate, the true goal, elo sheyedoshu MS, is then the teirasa MS, the tachlis idioso la asoiso. And the ultimate goal, that person's ultimate goal should really be exclusively to know the truth that Hashem is for real, exists. The Torah is for real, and the ultimate purpose of knowing Torah is in order to fulfill the Torah, to do the Torah, to be mekayim the Torah. Ad kan l'shoyne. The Rambam emphasizes that we're focusing on the tachlis and not on the action itself. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach. You said this word, that the Rambam, not the Yisoyed, but the person.